Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship, or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
The scripture this morning comes from Daniel, chapter 6, verses 1 through 28. And it begins, Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces, and he appointed a prince to rule over each province. The king also chose Daniel and two others as administrators to supervise the princes and to watch out for the king's interests. Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and princes. Because of his great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Then the other administrators and princes began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling his affairs. But they couldn't find anything to criticize. He was faithful and honest and always responsible. So they concluded, our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel would be in connection with the requirements of his religion. So the administrators and princes went to the king and said, long live King Darius. We administrators, prefects, princes, advisors, and other officials have unanimously agreed that your majesty should make a law that will be strictly enforced. Give orders for the next 30 days. Anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to your majesty, will be thrown to the lions. And let your majesty issue and sign this law so it cannot be changed. A law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. So King Darius signed the law. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down, as usual, in his upstairs room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. The officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went back to the king and reminded him about this law. Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days, anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to your majesty, will be thrown to the lions? Yes, the king replied. That decision stands. It is a law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. Then they told the king, that man Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is paying no attention to you or your law. He still prays to his God three times a day. Hearing this, the king was very angry with himself for signing this law, and he tried to find a way to save Daniel. He spent the rest of the day looking for a way to get Daniel out of this predicament. In the evening, the men went together to the king and said, your majesty knows that according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, no law that the king signs can be changed. So at last, the king gave orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to him, may your God, whom you worship, continually rescue you. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal and with the seals of his nobles so that no one could rescue Daniel from the lions. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. He refused his usual entertainment and couldn't sleep at all that night. Very early the next morning, the king hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, "Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you worship continually, able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "Long live the king. My God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouths, so that they would not hurt me, for I have found innocence in his sight, and I have not wronged you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den. Not a scratch was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Then the king gave orders to arrest the man who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had them thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. The lions leaped on them and tore them apart before they could even hit the floor of the den. Then King Darius sent this message to the people of every race and nation and language throughout the world: "Peace and prosperity to you. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during his reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. This is the word of the Lord.
We can all have short-term memories at times. We will forget what has happened in our recent past and repeat the same thing that we already did with not so great results. Sometimes this short-term memory loss is with silly things. I know how much sleep I should get at night so that I can function well the next day. But every now and then, I decide to stay up way later than I should, and then I'm tired the next day. You would think that I would remember that, but I don't always. But then our short-term memory can also be about more serious things. I know what I need to do to care for my own personal spiritual life. But then there are times when I go, maybe I'll just not read my Bible quite as much today. I'll be fine. Maybe I won't spend as much time in prayer. It'll be okay for one day. So we can forget what we know is good for us, what we need to do to care for ourselves. And you know that short-term memory there was the same in the time of Daniel. We now are told that it is the time of King Darius. When we started in Daniel 1, it was the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. And King Nebuchadnezzar learned about this God of Daniel, God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And this King Nebuchadnezzar had made a decree that no one would say anything against their God. But King Nebuchadnezzar has died, and that decree was probably forgotten with him. And then we had the King Belshazzar, who used God's sacred items for common use. And he learned a lesson in that. But we are no longer in the time of King Belshazzar. It is now the time of King Darius. And he seems to have forgotten the lessons learned by his predecessors. Or if when King Darius came and took over, he didn't know these lessons, the administrators and rulers in Babylon have forgotten what happened before the time of King Darius. King Darius, king of Babylon, has divided the kingdom into smaller areas and put a prince to rule over each area and put administrators over these princes. And Daniel was one of those administrators, and he did well in that job. God had blessed him, And the other administrators got really jealous and did not like how well Daniel was doing. And so they wanted some way to discredit him. But they could not find anything wrong with the work that Daniel was doing. And so they said that the only way they could find something wrong with Daniel was to find some way to discredit him through his faith. Daniel was faithful to God, and he never wavered from that commitment. And those around Daniel knew this about him. And so these administrators and kings went and said to the king, "Long live King Darius. We administrators, prefects, princes, advisors, and other officials have unanimously agreed that your majesty should make a law that will be strictly enforced. Give orders that for the next 30 days, anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, except your majesty, will be thrown to the lions. And let your majesty issue the sign and sign this law so it cannot be changed." So King Darius gave in to the flattery of those coming to him and signed this into law. Daniel was faithful to God, and those around him knew it. When we are faithful to God in all that we do, others can see it. Daniel lived his faith, and those around him knew Daniel would live out his faith no matter what. They knew that no law that was signed would cause Daniel to change what he believed, that no law would stop Daniel from praying to his God. They knew that Daniel would be faithful to his faith, to his God, in all that they did. When I ask myself that same question, do others see in me what I believe? Do I always choose to live out my faith in my actions? I have to wonder what the answer would be. Do others see in me my faithfulness to God every single day? Do others look at me and see through my actions and know that I am a Christian? I want to say yes, of course. But then I know that there's days where I don't always act so Christ-like, where I don't always live out my faith in a way that others can see. When your coworkers look at you, when your friends look at you, do they see you living out your faith? Do you live your life in such a way that those around you know what you believe? As Christians, we are to be Christ followers, following the teachings of Jesus in everything that we do. That's where we all get caught up, because it's in everything. It's not when we feel like it. It's not when we're having a good day. It's not when those around us are nice and pleasant. But it's in everything we do, in every single day of our life, no matter who we are dealing with. In every single action that we do, do we show what we believe? It's not easy to do that. It's not easy to have that kind of faith, to live out that in every action. But that is the faith that we are told of that Daniel had. It's the kind of faith we are called to have. To have a faith, to stick to it every single day of your life. To hold on to God no matter what is going on in your life. When Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down, as usual, in his upstairs room with its windows open towards Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done. giving thanks to his God. Nothing changed for Daniel with this new law of what he should not do and the possible punishment. Nothing changed for Daniel. And those that had conspired against him went and found him praying as they knew that he would. And they went to the king and turned him in. And the king, left with no choice, had him arrested and thrown into the den with the lions. Daniel did not change. And God honored his commitment to him. And God honors our commitment. Daniel was committed to following God, no matter what was going on, no matter if when it got hard. And God honored Daniel for his commitment to him. If we look at the life of David, he's already been tested so many times. And each time, Daniel held true to his faith in God. Daniel honored God by praying only to him. And so when he was tested once again and thrown in with a den of lions, God was faithful in honoring Daniel. When we are faithful, God honors us and our commitment to him. When we stay true to what we know that God is asking of us, we might not see the same results as Daniel. Daniel, each time he honored God, was promoted and honored. We might not have that promotion that comes with following God, but I do believe that God can still close the mouths of lions. We can be surrounded in our life by challenges that want to eat us up. And God can close those mouths of the lions and keep us safe in what we do. And we can be honored in other ways other than being promoted. But God is pleased with our commitment to him and honors us. Daniel kept true to his practice of faith. And God was pleased with that. Do you have a practice of faith? Do you pray, read the Bible? The people knew Daniel's practice of faith so much that they could go and catch him in that. If somebody were watching me, I'm not sure that they would know the exact time that I pray to go catch me in the act of prayer, because I'm not that committed to at certain times praying as Daniel was. But I still have practices of faith that I hold true to, that I cling to. We all need those practices of faith, those things that we cling to, those ways that we honor our commitment to God, to worship God and only God. Daniel was saved from the lions. And the king was pleased, and he sent out this message to everyone. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the powers of the lions. Even the king came to see the power of God, and he said that the things on this earth are fleeting, but God is forever. This is something that Daniel knew, and why he clung to his faith in God no matter what. Because he knew that things on earth are fleeting, but God is forever. This was something that King Darius came to know. And it's something we need to remember. The things here on this earth are fleeting, but God is forever. When we hold on to our faith in God, we are holding on to something that will last forever. Daniel knew life on this earth was fleeting. And so if his choice was to turn away from his God or still worship and praise God, he was going to do that because he was going to hold on to something that would last forever. When we stay true to God, no matter what we face, no matter what we are going through, we are holding on to what lasts forever. When we live out our faith each and every day, we hold on to what is forever. So live out your faith. Hold on to your practices of faith. And hold on to what will last forever. Will you pray with me? Lord, we know that you are forever, and we worship and praise you because you are what is forever. Help us to live out that faith in you, in our actions and in all we do, each and every day. Amen.